complete the discussions that we began, and then start the Chazara. So, as I told you, we were trying to make a Siyum, which we ran short of time on this beautiful Sefer Rabbi David Cohen on the halachas of insects. Because Imlo Achshav Emosai, Kuvdal and Peidal, I told you, were cousins. And so, we'll continue where we left off. The last thing we were discussing was, began with the Tosis and the Sefer Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Daled, that if you burn something, it's the equivalent of 12 months, Hiris Nisyabesh, or Hiris Nisyabesh. And we discussed it from the perspective of something called carmine. No one in the Shia knew what carmine was before I mentioned it. Did you look it up yet? It's a whole chapter coming called carmine.
Yeah.
Ah, you looked it up?
Type of bug.
It's a bug, yeah, but
it's
I mean.
They grind it up to make red food color.
Red food color, exactly. And food coloring is, of course, something which is important. And we were discussing in this context, we spoke about the question of the Ramah, who talks about coloring it, the Bechazusa Milsa, Olav Milsa. And we mentioned the Prichodesh says it's an unresolved question, so by the Rises we're Machmer, by the Rabbonans we are Mekil. And that's why it's very important to understand if carmine is only the Rabbonan because of Achshavei, you have a right to be Mekil, the question of Chazusa. Follow me? And in that context, we start going back on something. I guess I should open up again. The Ramah in Kuv Beis. That's how we ended the Shia last time. We're sort of running short of time, so I get a little quickly. We never really spoke about it too much the first time around. We learned Sim in Kuv Beis, which we should have. We can't discuss everything all the time. So Kuv Beis at the very end of Sif Aleph. Miyun libnu bo machal on the son of the kader l'taka na kader gonsha milu v'tarnagonos ena v'tela. Why? What's the pshat over here? So the shach says chazusa v'lo bato, calls takyak. And then the question becomes, what does that have to do with davar sheyesh lo matirin? Nothing. The sim is kuv beis v'lo yesh lo matirin, but it's chazusa milsa, unrelated. So others say no, chazusa milsa means it's a subset of the taka na kader. And the Taka Nakadera, even though it's what's called Mib Mishen Amino, has the status of Mib Amino, and the reason why it's not bottled is because of Dovah Sheesh Lamatir. Those are two different interpretations of how to understand these words of the Ramah. We mentioned the Bali HaShulchan discusses these two possibilities of Pshat in the words of the Ramah. Oh, at least in this context, we start speaking about the question of what happens if you put some milk into the non-dairy creamer. We were bothered by the problem at first glance. Nostal the Kedera, the Saka Nakedera. They put the ingredients in for the express purpose of having some little dairy in it. Though it's maybe less than 2%. It is less than 2%. Maybe less than 1.6%, which means it's both of Meshishim. But perhaps we should say it's a Dava Shesh Tom Materim. Based on the Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Sani Tess, who quotes the Rif, and discusses the idea of heter beheter, etc., etc. So, if you recall, the bottom line of this was that it's true that Rabbi Kivega doesn't have his pupil according to the Rif, but the bottom line, we don't pass like that Rif at all. We pass in the Rif's Chumrah, but as we pointed out last time, not for the reason of Yesh Lo Matirim, but for the reason that since some Rav holds Recha Milsa, we're choshesh for Recha Milsa. But in this context, we're not discussing Recha at all, but we're right to go back to the Shitas Rov Poskim against that last svar in the Rif, which said heter beheter is botel. The Horeb Kivegas Pilkul was only going to one day, which we don't paskal on. Then it came out that it should be okay. So somebody told me, I should put this on the board. See if this is, why? No? You got it in your email or something? What about the no, that. Kalman just sent out.
Yeah.
Everyone has it on their phones.
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought it was on the screen. So I have it on my phone. So let's see what it says. She on the phone now. A new kind of shear.
Very funny. The first Rebbe in Yeshiva to be learning off of the phone in the middle of a shear.
That's right. I don't mind being a pioneer. Okay. So here we go. Imavanis Ratchila. Just reading quickly from my son's WhatsApp. He quotes the Ramah, both of the Shishim. Okay. This is in Siman Sadi Tes. We spent the Shach Chobez, that's what we're going on that Shach. Torah Schadas, pour the water, lechatchin, to the meat, but if you're regarded, as well as, press a button here, Machzah Shekel, you cannot pour the milk into the water with the intent to pour it into the meat. This we spoke about already a month or two ago. Why? It looks like Mevat Nisr. The question becomes, maybe you shouldn't pour the creamer into the coffee with the intent of drinking it soon after eating meat. In the sense it's going to be said Mevat Nisr L'chadchila. It's all we're waiting is not to Shachir. Then we'll discuss that, Mr. Shem, next semester, instead of waiting for 6 hours. Okay? Let's go a little bit further. This is the Radvaz we also spoke about a month ago. Sugar, they can put in milk in it. It's okay. Why? He says, there's no Isser over here. No Isser.
Where was that Radvaz?
It's in Siman Sadi Tes. Prima Gardim. I remember the Baal HaShulchan quotes the Radvaz for sure, and others as well. Oh, so they have a certain creamer, maybe Batul B'Shishim. Let's assume for argument it is Batul B'Shishim. So if it was a Suffolk Isser. Okay. If it's Batul B'Shishim already, so we should maybe should make it a Suffolk. Oh, this is the Ramon. The Ramon says, meant to color the food we had flavor. We deal with it as min bimino. A double shisha material and a potato apply. Okay, so that may apply if it's an isser here. It's not isser. So it's over here. Well, I guess, even to take the strict view, prohibit pouring the milky water into meat, it would not apply to a period of waiting between meat and milk. It's only a suffix. So there are those who want mekel, and he quotes me as saying, best to avoid the question and use a different creamer. But then he told me, no, this creamer is better. So you don't have to wait 6 hours, but you shouldn't put it into meat. That's you got it. Let's now start today's shiur. This is just a chazara of the last few minutes of the shiur from last time. Let's begin. So we did not get a chance to finish. The question became, if you recall, here to close this chelik of Shulchan Aruch that I have kuf beis and open up to pei dalet. We'll see the very end of pei dalet. I believe it's the last sif. Pei dalet sif. Yud Zayin. That's what we're doing at the show last time. Sheret Saraf Muta Leochla B'Shem Durfua the Afra B'Almahu. That's a very critical phrase, Afra B'Almahu, because that would apply in all instances. It's supposed to say it only applies to knock out the Dinah Beria. That was spoke about last time. Now he quotes from the Minchas Yaakov, who says, you know what? Why is it only Muta for Refua? No, he says. Against what we said last time. It's mutter all the time. Oh, it's mutter all the time. So why is it mentioned only refuah? So Michas Yaakov is a chiddush nifla. The problem is as follows. Sheret sarav mutter le'ochlo v'shem refuah d'afra b'yamu. Simen pei dalas sif yuzayim. So the question became, what's the issa? So the last time he spoke about achshave. So the Minchas Yaakov says, no, it's no achshave over here. Because refuah is no achshavei, or other reasons no achshavei. In other words, the question was, if it's not refuah, it should still be mutter. So this classical pshat is achshavei. Can't eat it. The Michas Yaakov says, no, doesn't think it's het gomer. The problem is not the eating, it's the burning in the first place. When you burn the sheretz, and you're in violation of a mevat nisr l'chadchil. You can do bit in many different ways. You pour a little bit into a lot, you can, you know, nuflum and a spatzu we saw. If you purposely break it up, the barrier, it's also a violation, we saw earlier. So burning it is also a violation. Amazing. And he tries to bring a raya from the Shulchan Aruch, why it can't possibly be an Isser. What's his raya? The Shulchan Aruch. Oh, I'll show you that with the raya. I guess that you don't have all, not everyone has it. I'll start from the beginning. Let's put this first on the board. You should see it. Let's see inside again. Sheretz Sarov Mutalochlo Vishim Lefur Afra Bialmahu. Question different. Why only Rafuah? So the class of Pshat is Achshavei, we discussed last time. And the new Pshat, Michas Yaakov, is no, there's no Achshavei over here. It's burnt to a crisp. Must be it's also to do with the first ones. How did he know that it's true? To bring a raya, he brought a raya from Simon Pevov. That was his raya. What's the Simon Pevov? Efroach Shandol, the basis of the Vela Trey for Mutter. Now, why is the Mutter? Why is it mutter? If you have it in front of you, open it up. Pevav, Siv Zayin. If you have a good memory, you know why it's mutter. Well, let's just say it. Look inside. Pevav, Siv Zayin. Efroach, Shinoli Beitz, as Nevel, the Trefa, mutter. Yeshom, and then all, Noegin Kain, the Chathchili Yisar, but Mikrodin, it's mutter. The question is, why is it mutter? Why is it mutter? Take a look in the Shach. Shach tells you why it's mutter. Sivkot and Chof. The time he said b'shas, uposkin, t'mul aman aleph, and she'ena froch notzim and abeitza ad la'achash nisrachas. Harvey, what's the magic word here? Afra bi'alma. You see that afra bi'alma is okay. So here too, afra bi'alma. You don't say achshavei over here. No achshavei. So the question is, those who disagree and say no, that it's also b'shem achshavei, what will they do with this riot of the Milchas Yaakov? So the answer is quite simple. I'm getting a quote from this beautiful sefer again, getting towards the end. This is page 269 and 70. Okay? The reason it's permitted on Pei Vav is not merely because it was dried, sprawled out, burnt. Because as it decomposed, it recreated itself as something new, underlined. New. Something totally new. Therefore, it's forbidden, if a forbidden item is, quote, just, end quote, dried out, then Achshavei asses it. Indicates that you consider it edible despite of its dried out state. Item becomes inedible and then changes to something else underlined. The resulting item is something completely different from the original. And there's nowhere prohibition is in it. That's a beautiful answer. He gives the answer which the Poskim would say to refute the proof of the Minchas Yaakov. That's what he says. Now it comes after all this. Talk about carmine. So carmine, he says, would be a significant problem. Carmine is not something else. Not something else at all. And therefore, it should be prohibited. That's why the Olam assumes that carmine is not allowed. Okay? Not only that, so there's a problem, Achshavei. The insect is dried out, it retains so much of its original properties that when it is added to food, it provides a wonderful color to that food. Thus we can view it as having dried out and then revert it back to its original state. Not a new state, it's an original state. This is like carmine, like gelatin, only temporarily inedible. When they return to their edible, usable form, they once again become forbidden. This is correct. It's forbidden midoraisa teed carmine. Whoa. Even midoraisa. Now this is a chumrah. Is a chumrah. It seems that he quoted from Rabbi Belsky's from the Racha. He compared carmine to milk powder. We have to understand that the milk powder remains dairy even though it is fully dried out. And the reason is because the powder retains all of the properties of milk, to the point that merely adding water helps it change back into milk. Similarly, The fact that the karma retains the ability to color food so strongly even after it's dried shows that the dried state is not a full degradation of the insect. When it's put into the food, it's reverting to its original state. That's what he said. I'll make it a daraisa. So Rabbi Cohen says, not so clear. No. Rehydrated milk is milk again. Gelatin becomes back gelatin again. But carmine, don't turn back into a bug. Just has the red color. Not at all clear that it should be considered reverted to original state, rather than remaining inedible with the useful properties that are related to being a food as an insect. Okay. So it won't be a daraisa, it'll be the rabbanon. That's a shayla. But the rabbanon should be prohibited. This idea of carmine being prohibited is in contrast to something which is called resinous glaze or confectioner's glaze, otherwise called shellac. Why is that any better than this? To also give something which is some color. The answer is simple. Shellac is significantly different, page 271, because shellac is a secretion of an insect, while carmine is made from the insect itself. There's a very, very basic difference. Because when it comes out of the insect, it's already from the very beginning, that royal achila, then it's to be mut, even if it becomes royal achila, because it came out, it was permissible. But the original thing would be prohibited as karmon is. Adkan, we're supposed to do last time, we didn't have to finish. Now, last point before we start the chazara is something very important. We had discussed Sif Yud Zayin in Pei Dalet. What about Tezayin? Kol toloim anim tzom bebehema shem bein or lebasa shem bemeya asurim anim tzom bedogim bemeyehem asurim bein or lebasa betoch abasa mutarim. And the question of course becomes, why are they mutarim? So that's the Gemara we saw in Chul Samach Zayin Mil Beis. We spoke about it. However, in a case where it is in the Me'ayim, it's us. What's the difference between one and the other? So the Shach explained based on the Gemara. It's before the Gemara. The Me'ayim also the Socham, because there's a direct highway, if I use that, it's a narrow highway, from the outside of the world into the stomach, because, you know, it's right down the esophagus. I'm not sure what the basic biology of fish or meat, but it's comparable in that sense to what we understand from human anatomy. Right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. In Mesech Tachulim, Minei Gavli. So less, fine. There's no even Menachai, which would be a prominent basar. Talking about Sifa B'yama Sagal, you don't have to shecht a fish. Fine. This is the fundamental distinction which exists, as the Shach explains. And even in a case in which, let's just be pretty good about this, when I'm a surah misfeka, shema me'almehem, lo vadai, via Shach. Because we don't know, it may have come from the outside. Fine. This is the final chapter in this beautiful book, which I felt I have to teach you now, because again, in Malach Shavei Masai, the very last. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. The last chapter was Carmine. The next to last chapter, Worms and Meat and Fish. That was 49, this is 48. See quotes? The Shulchan Aruch. In 2010, there was considerable discussion in the Jewish world as to whether Anisakis worms, commonly found in fish, were forbidden. In brief, the major American Ashkenazis rule they are permitted, while some American Ashkenazis adopt the strictly post-confirmed Eretz Israel. What fish are potentially have this anisakis? Okay? Things that I recognize. I don't reckon I'm not going to bother telling you. Cod, flounder, halibut, salmon, sole, sardines. I think I mentioned six. Rabbi said, who in this room has never eaten any of these six fish? You've never eaten any of them? You never ate any of these six? You don't eat fish at all, so you have no problem. Okay. But anyway, these are the most common fish that, you know, among the most common fish that are served in kosher homes, my own home included. So the whole tumul. Okay. So the question is, Gavalt, what's new? We have the Beferesh and Mechaber. Let's matter it. What happened over here? So, here's the question. Everyone agrees that the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch say the worms and fish flesh are permitted. And the only suggested reason why one may need to be makpa for anisakis would be based on proofs that these worms are somewhat different than what was described by the Pasuk. Not going to be different. What changed? The Teva changed? Well, they found it in what they call the belly flap. The belly flap. What's a belly flap? I don't know enough about the fish. The belly flap. So if they found the belly flap, the Machmirim say, whoa, if it's in the belly flap, I'm reading, for example, if the worms are only found in the belly flap, then they must be coming from the stomach. If they come from the stomach, it's a problem, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's repeat the Shulchan Aruch one more time, based on the Gemara. Okay, one more time. Again, the Meyeha is Asurim, B'dogim, but B'tocha Bas is Mutarim. I feel the Pirish Ksas V'Chazu Mutarim, Kain of Yisrael Lifrosh Ksas V'Lachzor, Hagaz Sharei Durim. Very important piece, we shall see. Okay? Fine. So they claim that it's found in the belly flap, it must have come from the stomach and not originating in the flesh. Nothing which is in the flesh. All scientists know that. We spoke about that last time. It has a halachic status for whatever reason. The Maharil's reason, the Mechdem Eliyahu reason, different reasons why we consider that to be permissible. All of a sudden, the Machmirim become, scientists. That's the irony over here. We just forget. Machmirim disregard science. And the Mechilim, we hold from science. The Tapchoi Yoitzrus. The Makilim said, the Gemara is matter it, don't bother me. And the Machmir said, no, you gotta look at science all of a sudden. And the science says that these things may be coming from the outside. So they discover something. This. What happened? They discovered tunnels. He calls the last page 264. Infamous tunnels, quote unquote, between the stomach and the flesh. And the tests would show that worms migrated from the stomach to the flesh. Oh, so you see that they're all of a sudden like we're scientists. It's worth knowing that Hagar Sharei Dura, part of which is quoted in the Ramah, describes worms that pass between these two areas and rules that they are permitted since we assume that they started in the flesh and now pass to the stomach rather than vice versa. So it could be called went to two-way traffic. Furthermore, the people who brought these tunnels to light never actually saw any tunnels or migration from the intestines to the flesh. Never, 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 never. But rather from the peritoneum, the abdominal wall membrane, which is connected to the fish's flesh that surrounds the intestine. Those people suggested a possible proof that this lining has the status of the intestines. Why? But A, I don't know why. A, the simple logic presented in the Gemara that there is a clear path from out of the fish to the intestine does not apply to the peritoneum, which is outside the intestines. And B, the subtlety and significance of this point decision was glossed over and appears to have been taken as a fact without sufficient disclosure of the poskim considering the issue. So the poskim of Machmer were not given the full facts. That happens all the time, Rabosai. All the time. Last paragraph. Lastly, the volume of information on this anisakis rumor was due to scientific research into its health effects. It is very likely that if scientists would study other worms that are found in fish, they would have similar findings. Accordingly, adopting a position that this worm is forbidden might lead one to unreasonably question the entire theory of Chazal on this topic. In other words, everything's going to be awesome. Everything's awesome. No. We say it has to be mutter. Halacha lemaisa, it's mutter. It's still mutter. And I just want to conclude with a heter. And now we're at the start of the Chazar. Okay. We have an hour of the Chazar. should be more than enough time. Siyar d'shmaya. Chazara is mostly of this, what we just learned. So, I mean, Chazara, what we just learned in recent days. But we have some stuff from earlier, from last week as well. So we're going to begin with that. Okay, Rabbos, everyone hanging in? Let's begin the Chazara. The Chazara begins in Simon Kuv Dalet. That's our Simon. I told you, Pei Dalet came after Kuv Dalet because the two are related. So I'm not even going to close Pei Dalet, but we'll open up Kuv Dalet. Whoever the Kuv Dalet should open up, and we'll see the things that we spoke about last week. Okay. Simon Kuv Dalet. And again, for those who remember, much of what we were saying today came up earlier. Because if you remember, Kuf and Kuf Dalet are also cousins. So it's sort of a third Chazara, but that's okay. The more you Chazara, the better. Simen Kuf Dalet. There we go. Achbra de Dabra Nosen Tam de Shrachu. The question is, it Vade, is it Suffolk? The Mas is a Suffolk. You saw the Shach and the others. Fine. Therefore, the Machaber continues in Simon Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph as follows. We're not going to discuss the time. It's a matter of Metzias. It's the Fgam, the Shvah. We're not going to focus on that right now. We're focusing on the second part of Sif Aleph, which is very, very important. Then he says as follows. Im Eschatech Lechatichos Dakos Fu B'inyan She'en Yochol L'Sadano This we have to talk about at some length. What is this all about? Why should these eight shrotzim, we know what the shrotzim are, shmona shrotzim, David Perak and Masechta Shabbos, be different than anything else? So if you look on the Shach and the Taz, they quote that these eight, Sixteris HaKosov, that they are B'tamei B'cha Adosha. Adosha is a small shear with less than the Kazayas, and therefore, since it's less than the Kazayas, there is some, we'll use the word, an interesting word we'll use, a barrier status. We'll have to understand what that means exactly as we go. Let's go slow. A barrier. So, this is a machlokas between Rashi on the one hand and the Ran on the other hand. The Shach summarizes it beautifully. Okay, he quotes Rashi, the Shach and Sifkot and Gimel, by Imartute Imartate, about the Zoradav son of Tess, Nechtach Lechatichas Dakos Tanas, the Sheret Shur Kadosha Ketumasa. Chashin and Dilma Bolea Chatichas Sheretz Bade Chometz. Fine. The Ran asks, well, what do you mean? Why must you say this, Rashi? We pass in Chatzis Shiosim in the Torah. And beyond that, Liyav Masanenes for the street. Let's put it through a strainer. So the Shachat Nakasha. Why? Bishari Surin is not lap. That's not a problem. I gufe leka. Why? To bottle Barov. Kevan she'eno makiro to mashno miyovish biyovish. Whoa. This is something which is very, very tricky. Classical yovish biyovish means you have three big pieces of meat. Right? Three big pieces. And nothing small. Big pieces. It's not sure. Two of them are kosher, one's tray. If you can't recognize them. Oh! Zeres akosov. It's bottle. According to the Rosh, heter nep, isa nep, nechli as heter. But over here, it's not the same thing. There's no, you know, identical items, mostly kosher and a minority trade. That's not the case here at all. What do you have? You have a beer, and in the beer there's certain little pieces of some kind of a prohibited food. What kind of yavish be yavish? How can you call it? It's yavish balach. There's no bit of yavish balach. What kind of yavish be yavish? What are you talking about? That's a Taz's kasha at the very end. Taz has a very long piece on this. He says, what? Yavish be Yavish? What are you talking about? Read the Taz, the very end of Sifkot and Aleph. Bishli Yamash Vyavish, Nepach Yisal the Heta Mikoch Rov, the Xerasa Kosu, Mushamachim Mutter, Abu Bazer, Eno Yisal Nepach Leheta. No, because it's a different item. The Yisr is an Achbar, and the Heta is beer. What kind of Yamash Vyavish? What's going on over here? So the Shach is saying a big Kiddush. The Shach is saying no. That's also the equivalent of Yavish B'Yavish. What does Yavish B'Yavish mean? An item itself. We're not discussing the taste that it gives, or it's a mixture, lach polach. No. But it's separate and freestanding. With separate and freestanding, so according to the Taz, you have to have three identical items to invoke the principle of Yavish B'Yavish. According to the Shach, as long as the Yavish item is not recognizable and not separable from the permissible, we apply the Chiddush of Achirav Lahatos, and it's called Yavish B'Yavish. It's really Yavish B'Lach. But you can't pick it out. You can't pick it out, so it's considered to be the equivalent, halachically, of the Yavish B'Yavish case of three pieces of meat. That's a big Chiddush in the Shach. Okay, but and the Taz calls about it. We never heard of it. Never heard of it. Okay, but this is Adrav, is not a problem becomes Shach, if you're so smart and you're so right, so what's the problem in the Shmona Shrotzen? Say exactly the same thing. Say exactly the same thing. Yeah. So the answer is, let's read the Shach in his own words. Okay? So it's Yavish B'Yavish. Okay? Da-da, da-da, da-da. Misnenes? No. Referring to as you cannot use it, Misnenes. Machalav? Fine. That answers the Ron's other Kasha. Okay? So the question becomes, why is there a problem by Shar, by Adasha? Why? By the Shmona Shorts? Why? Why? What's the reason? So he says, the Lashon is important to see over here because we saw a slight distinction between the Shach and the Kuras HaKesef. All right? So what's the problem with these Shmona Shorts? What's the problem? We said before, we threw out a word, beria. Right? We know that's simen kuf. Right? Beria is not bottle. Let's see the words that he uses over here. Sheretz came in the shura about kadosha lo bottle. That these are the words of the shach. The havi kemo beria, as the east of the het ha'aruch says, kemo beria. Now, the only way to understand what we mean kemo beria. What does it mean? Kemo beria. Is it a beria? Is it not a beria? Kemo beria. My Rebbe used to always focus on the Rambam when he said the word kemo or even a kuf. It's not the same exact thing. What do you mean? Kemo beria. What does it mean? Kemo beria. Get an impression from the reading the Shach itself that it has the status of a beria. And a beria is not batel. That's a simple read. Kemo beria. Look at the Mechaber. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber explaining his shita, which applies presumably to all shrotzim, that's the Pashup Shah, not just the Shmona Shrotzim, Shem Yivka b'Ramosho shel Yisrael lo yargish. That's not exactly what the Shach said over here. He said Kemo beria. That's in the Shach itself. The Kudas HaKesef, after the Taz says a shtomim shows harbe, what are you talking about? It's against the Gemara. Chachas from the Torah applies. So, what do you want from the Shach and the Taz? They're not. They're fundamentally, it's just a machlokas drama and the mechaber. They're just taking sides. I mean, it's not. But in the Kudas HaKesef, let's read his words here now because it's a little bit different, a different nuance as I understood it. Take a look, please. In the Kudas HaKesef. Maybe we should look up the original. I'm not sure if we ever did this. Did we ever look up the Isa in the original over here? I don't remember anymore. Would it be Sifri Halacha? Isa Vata Aruch. We say Chafei? Did I say chafei? Beis? Is that what it said? Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis, hold on. Got it wrong. Isa v'heter. Lamed Beis Tintesin Yud. I'm sorry. My mistake. Lamed Beis. Yimartut. You got to throw it out. Yimartut v'nechtach v'inyan. Shen yachol levaro lotzi. Oser akol. Why? The Dilma Chaticha Kadosha Nishabo Vahavi Beria.
No, that's fine. That's why
I'm
still full.
Hold on. Okay, if you can get it out. Avon Nevan Hashenu Makiru Lotzio Botel Shapri Shari Suin Beshishin in a Sholeng. That's what he says. That's the whole Issa Vanta. Now, he doesn't say Kemo Beria, he says Beria. Okay, so when the Shach said Kemo Beria, maybe he just meant Beria. That's what he said, says. But look what he's saying over here, in the Nekudas HaKesef. Let's read it together, okay? Nekudas HaKesef. Mida Dava Kadosha, right? Why is that relevant? That's a great kasha. A berry is a berry without a dasha. What's going on over here? Let's read together. Yeah. Yeah. Isa v'het ha'arav marisham lehedya b'yavish b'yavish. What do you mean? What does it mean, lehedya b'yavish b'yavish? He uses those words. Not quite. V'zevare aframo modeh. The Vade ain't Kavana Shamo Loma de Kadosha Misheretz Eno Butl Biyovish Biyovish Mitam Beria. Again. The Vade ain't Kavana Shamo Loma de Kadosha Misheretz Eno Butl Biyovish Biyovish Mitam Beria. That's not what he said. Behold, the Beria Sorglios Dovish Shem Yicholik Ain't Shmolov Simkuf. And the Kavana Shamo, the Hocha Dina Kalach Balach. Came into this Arab Mashke, and the caution of Kana Mai Osir and his battle Kshay Shishim Negdo, and the Vadai Shani Hocha came in Abi Kimo Beria, the Loka Al Kadoshim in a Torah, him Kane Chomer Tvei. So I would say, stop right here. Stop. It's not battle. Then he is. For goes to Rabbon and Bey, the Hashina and the Shema Yifka Bimamashuso Shal Kadosha. For us, lechiyev daraisa, kiyeched ashkan the gazu beberid lo batil. Shari surman came then a local al kazayis lo gazu be. It quotes the Issa v'Heter verbatim, as we just saw. He quotes it. Wait a minute. What's he quoting? He quotes more than we have, no?
No, that's himself talking now.
Hold on. He quoted the Imarta Lazog Akbar Tambatl, Nechtach Osa Akol, because maybe Kadosh and Ishashar Fabi Beria, Fadavka Bemashke. Where are we reading?
That's the last line.
Vivisha Efshel, the Sadano, having it over. One second. Whoa. Hold on. Avlam Nevan. That's Yud. I feel because Zayas mentioned one of Shrotzim, Botel Shapir, Kishar Yisurim. Yah Hashem Asholim, Yisrael Tzvel Chafei. Oh, Liel. Oh, he doesn't tell you what he gives you. He shows you the simon over here. The head of the Mechali, the Dafka, the Mashka, Choshu, Dilma, Nisha, Shem Chaticha, the Kadosha, Avi Beria. Aber bi yavesh bi yavesh botel shab be shishim vahaynu lo khatz va post kin tinze de khashin sham yevke be vavash shol yisur rakach bi achbar and Rashi says the same thing. Well, the Rambam, as Rambam says, I said the shachs of Kohen Gimel. So the shachs of Kohen Gimel, I didn't read it the same way. I guess, since he elaborates, he must mean what he says over here. In other words, it's hard to understand what's the problem over here. Is the problem Beria not Batel, Or is the problem that they're afraid they're going to be pogea by Yisra Ramesh? Which one is it? Or is it one because of the other? So if you read the Kuras HaKesef, slowly, it sounds like he's saying as follows. He says it's like a barrier. Loga kadosha min haTorah, imken chometzvei. Whatever is less than kazayis has a different status, has a status of barrier. And why would they go through over here? Why? Why? Because Rabbanan, the Chashina and the Shema Yivka, and the Mashem Shem Shem Kadosha, os lechiv doraisa. Ki hechid ashkechon the Gazru of Bavaria, the lo bottle. Since Beria, if it's ingested whole, less than Kazayis, it's awesome, but that, you get Malchus on it, you get Lok on a Beria, so to your Lok on a Kadosha of this particular Sheretz, Hatzad HaShav HaShemem, just as you get Malchus on small, little amounts, for that same reason, those smaller amounts are not bottle. So the Xeria here carries over here. So, when he says Kemo Beria, what he meant to say was, it's not a Beria proper, it's Kemo Beria, even the two words, he said it meant, presumably, Kemo Beria, it's not Dafka Beria. If it's a Beria, it would be also Shari Surim too. It means Kemo Beria. What's the comparison to a Beria? In both cases, it's Osir Be'en in a tiny amount, and for this reason, it goes there that it's not bottle no matter what. It's not bottle. If you had it straight, even a little bit would be a Chiyav Malchus, so too, it's not bottle within Beria. Whatever, there'd be a Chiyav Malchus less than Kazayas, then an Exer Rabbanan like Beria, not going to be bottle. Even if you're not going to bump into it, it'll still be a potential problem. That's how you have to read the Shat and Kutza Kesef and the Yisav Hedet all taken together. It's a whole new world. A whole new world. Kemo Beria. And when the Shach said over here in the Kutza Kesef, because you'll bump into it, that just means that's the reason why they what goes there as a status of Beria. That's a push-up shot. But it's only because of the Kadosha aspect. If you read the Mechaber straightforwardly, the Mechaber said, Chashin and Shema Yivka b'Mavashal Shal Yisrael lo Yargish is an independent problem. Independent problem should apply to all Shrotzim, not only to the Big Eight. To all. That's Taka the Mechaber Shita. That's what the Taz likes the Mechaber. This is the Machlokas. Fine. This leads us into what I wanted to chazer again for the third time, the question of, wait a second. Let's look in the Pre-Chodesh, Sivkotin Gimel, who discusses this very point. What do you mean, bottle? If you have solid things floating in a liquid, just pull them out. They have to be discernible some way or other. Even if it's a machal of, there's still some way to somehow either, we'll see soon how you can get identify them. Take a look in the Pre-Chodesh of Cotton Gimel. Quotes the long Shach. He says, the Taz says before me, I'll say it a little bit, Archim, the Siyad of the Shemaya. Easter, Anikar, and Lobittel. Forget it. It's impossible. So he says as follows. Ein ayavish misbata balach. Impossible. Meshalach lo michlif viyavish. Ein onivla besoch alach abinka. Finished. Ach bashanava bechomas venechla chatiras dakas. Ein lo bitla fila bielef. Shre chatira nikeres besoch achomas. Tavi lach biyavish. Ein lo takon ala besinun. Machal av. Yeah. Then. If it's completely dissolved, it's lach balach. But if not, chatichas dakas, ein sham bitla filib yalef, shere tav shal nani moach havi lach, fechatichas katana shal achbar, havi yovesh, ein a yovesh mitzbata balach. Why? Shere de mishash bi yodayim bitav shil, yagash mima moashol shal yisav yakirenu, have the Yisra Nika she'en lo bitl. That's the key line in the Pre-Chodosh. Leads us into our discussion. What's considered to be Nika? So the Megillah Sefer explains that the some things which you cannot see, and it's a tremendous tircha to be able to find it, is not considered to be Nikar Iser. That's it. The Prichodesh L'shitaso has a different vart. Take a look, we're in the Prichodesh already. Kuf Tes, Siv Katan, Zayin. We go from Kuf Dalet to Kuf Tes in Prichodesh. It's a cotton Zion. Look what he says. This is the famous case which you have trouble understanding. We're talking about Yavish be Yavish, Shalom Amino. What's the case? How can be Yavish or Shalom Amino? What's the case? If it's Shalom Amino, you can recognize one from the other. What's the case? So he says as follows. V'da, to the yavish b'yavish b'min b'shen aminam islay bitl b'shishim davka b'dlo yediyah v'lo minkar yisur v'lecha l'mekim atama d'yisura. You can't, there's no way to discover it. Avla yikul l'mekim atama k'chaticha b'lua me'chelev sh'nesur v'yedisar v'chaticha s'acheres o klicho levas sh'nesar v'kelem acherim shal basar v'chaygavna yikul l'mekim atama d'yisura. As I said earlier, this is the Prichodesh L'shitoso in Kuf Tes, the same as he said just now in Kuf Dalet. However, not everyone agrees. There's a Prima Gordon, Rav Moshe. Prima Gordim, we'll show it to you. Kuf Tes, Prima Gordim, Siv Seidas, Siv Katan, Tes. What's the story over here? He says, Kotzva Prichodosh, Chaticha Blua Mechel, Menesar, Vacheres, Hen Batl, Efshaka De Tima, Avsha Odon Zal Shibach, Vakotosh, and Kiloran Lainayim. He's quoting the Prichodosh verbatim. Ani Ahedjot, Lozachisi Lavinam. He brings the Raif Haket, Simon son of Tes, Sif Yudalit, Boslo Nimlach, Batel Chad Betray, for Efshel Mitame, right? Some are salted and some are not salted. Vesham Lira Prichodesh Chum. The Koshkul of Didano, Samchil Nakfel Ben Chulab Ben Chumra. So therefore, taste is not, we don't accept it as something which is Nikar. You know, he doesn't accept it, right? What does it mean? What does it mean, Kfokosavlem is there? What's Kfokosavlem is there? Look on the side, if you have my edition, a little ches on the side. Where Kfokosavnu? Shara Taruvus, Chelegimel, Paragimel, Sovetimas, Umidi, and Simon Kuvbei, Sifzedas, Os Ches. That we know. This is easy to find for all of us. Turn back to Kuvbei. We started today in Kuvbei, we're coming back to Kuvbei. So this is the story of Dovashesh Shamatirin. See, we have Ches. We know what Ches is. The famous story of the Caleb got mixed up. Sivkot Ches in the Prima Gordon, Kuv Beis. What does he say? Kli, which is Bolea, is his bottle Barov. Yeah. So, of course, it's again a Prichodesh. The third Prichodesh. What is the third Prichodesh? It's Simon Kuv Beis, Siv Koton Ches. So let's look there first. In the Prichodesh, Kuv Beis, Sivkot Meches. Again, the third place, we stick to the same Shita, not surprisingly. Too long to read the whole thing inside. The Mechavis is Klisha, Nesem, Beblias, Issus, and Nesara, Bacherim, Eno Niker, Batel Barov. Says the Prichodesh, wait a minute. What do you mean, Eno Niker? It's a different taste. It's a different taste. Look at the very end, this is a summary. Sov Dover, and Klisha, Issus, and Nesara, Bacherim, Bacherim, Shal Heter. So they're left to make matama, as we said before, it's bottle. Okay? But if he said the balu can be min mishen amino, ain't not gonna cloud after the event. Why? Because you can taste two pots of balu with potatoes, what was blue with meat. So different taste. That's considered to be a category of Nikar. That's the Pri Chodesh. He's the Shitasa in all three places. However, that's not agreed to by the Pri Megadim. There's another Pri Megadim, it's also the Shitasa. Simon Kuf Hei at the end of Siv Katan Lamed. Let's give you a guided tour, just briefly, what we spoke about last time. Kuf Hei, supposed to do Kuf Hei next week. But all right, but just a brief peek. Kuf Hei, the very end of Siv Katan Lamed. What does it say? Yasvanu Adin. Im Nimlach. So there's room to be made in certain cases. That's chazer again, what we're trying over here. And these are the words that he uses over here. I mean, a direct quotation a little bit earlier in this pre-Megadim. Here it is. Habitul poel sherashoy litom. The bitul achieves this halacha, that you're permitted to taste it. You don't say it's nikar yisur. No, it's batul. And the bitul says that you're permitted to taste it. But then he goes on. He says, you're allowed to taste it, but enochinami, if you taste something which tastes, forgive the expression, fishy, it tastes treif, enoch enami miyagash yisir achakach lo yochel. The bitlis posh of asher litom. That one line in the long Pri Megadim is the key line. But so what does that mean? What does that mean? That means it's fundamentally it is batel. And that's what the Chavos Das also agrees that way. Take a look if you have a Chavos Das, Kuf Aleph, end of Siv Katan Zayin. It seems to me that we pass in this way. This is a very important shadow we're going to get to in a minute, a little bit more. Yes. Kuf A, Kuf Aleph, end of Siv Katan Zayin. Well, if you say Chaticha Blua Beisach and Isabi Bacheres Beshishin, Lo Shayach Shum Svarad in Yivashim Mutentam, Hein Sorach Lata Kolako Lekvela, Umut Alechol Kula. Also, Chaticha Shiagish Botam and Yisur, yes, we can, Hashem Mutter, the local Pri Chodesh. There you go. I think we pass in this way, Lukula. And it sounds this way in the Shulchan Aruch itself. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, Simen Kuf Hei, Siv Tes. Open up, you all have Shulchan Aruch. Kuf, again, we're not learning Kuf Hei yet, but there's some peak coming attractions. Siv Tes. So about Meliach is Kiroseach. We'll get to this a little bit later on. Meliach Kiroseach. They have as follows. Watch this. The Ein Yadua, end of the Mechaber. If Naga Bakulan, Kulan Asuras, Yudua Shlonaga Elabiachas, Vain Yudua Ezohi, Kulan Mutaros, the Chabetray Bottle. Let me Chabetray Bottle. Taste them all and see if it's a taste of Chalif or no taste of Chalif. So, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat. Now, it's interesting. Back to Kufhei. Sif Hei, here we are. The Kivege on Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. If you do ash la noga al b'mokom echad v'adin al mekomo, hanatil le batel b'rov natil es acheres. Right? So therefore you can, it's all mutter. And that's what the Rebbe Kivega says over here. You don't have to taste each one to find out which one is the Yisr. And the Pri Megadim over here, the last end of Yud Aleph Mishmas Ozov in Kufay. In Nogo Kovash Beta Yadua is a Mokom. Achak Shochach. Any Odea im Yesh Rov, Beklima Sad, the Negat Mata, Klima Shah Nesra. Batal Barov. Because again, you can't. That's a shot. It's only Nikah to a Tircha. It's not considered to be Nikah. That's exactly the Machlokas. If you can taste it or you can feel it, the Prichodesh is Machmas straight through. Right? And the Prima Godim and Chavas Das are Mekel straight through. Mekel straight through. And that's what the Shach himself seems to say in Sadiches, end of Simkot and Vov. If you recall, that's the question of the time of Bishma, etc., etc. And that's what we thought was is against the Bar Shulchan, who's Machmer. So the Megillah Sefer is the big Mekel here. Bar Shulchan is the big Machmer. We are Megillah Sefer fans over here. And this is exactly, go back to what we just started from. Kuf, Dalas, of Kot, and Gimel, to the Kuras of Kesef. You can find it with Tircha. It's still Batel. It's still Batel. That's what we think, it's still Batel. That's what we feel is the correct Psak. Lahalocha. Lahalocha. And how does this fit in to Pei Dalet? Pei Dalet. I told you not to close Pei Dalet. Well, it's still open. Pei Dalet, Rabbi Osa, give a look over here in Pei Dalet. Please look. Pei Dalet, the Shach, Sifkot and Lamed, hey. Isha Shenim Sacha, but because the Sheretz and Nira Leinayim, you can't trust her. But it's inside, you can't trust her. The Shach over here explains as follows. What does the Shach say? Oh. So what does that mean? A woman is believed in some cases, because it can't be expected to find that. Take a look over here. Oh. Bereim tells the Rabbana, I have Shalavara Iser. Lo Shayach Bittel. So that's the Prima Godim's Kasha on this Shach over here in Sifkoton Lamed Hey. Right? This is the Prima Godim when he was Machma at the beginning in Shara Taruvis. But the end in Kuftes, it's not a Kasha. And the Shach is Lashitoso. You can't be expected to find these things. Right? It's too much of a Tircha. You're not required to go through such a tremendous amount of Tircha. Ad Kan, I want to do this Chazara on this particular aspect, Rabbi Osai, that we are Megillah Sefer fans. You're not required to do all these tremendous tirchas, and it can be bottled based on the fact that it's not easily discernible. And of course, this comes right back to what we just did now in Kuf Dalet. That's how we came out. The halacha lemaisa. That's how we understood it. Now you can't see it. It's both. Okay, Rabosai, we just completed the chazara on last week's shiur. Okay, we'll do it slowly, but we did a better job now than before in certain areas about the kudas hakesef. I think it came out a little bit better this time. Just not arguing with what he said in the shach. Just to go over it again. And now the remaining time, we'll do a chazara what we just did. This past week, we start a little bit last week, and we start with closing I'm open to the Pei Dalet already. So Pei Dalet Sivvav. Let's begin over there and Pei Dalet Sivvav and see what it says. Rabosai, Sivvav. Is it open? I'll open on the screen. Pei Dalet Sivvav. Ramo. He says, "Upon mitzvah of pre community nekuda shchora, mokam shemaschal atolas lisrakem, sorach litlo, oskam atolas atzmo, shuvus harashba." So, if you don't look at the Rashba, you get an impression that he's passing against Rabbi Vosner. Rabbi Vosner says in Sheva Levi Zion Kufchav Beis, you see a black dot, it's permissible. It's a psak of many gedolim, the Sefer Rabbi David Cohen Shlita quotes, who agrees with this. Chaim Eisen, Rabbi Gustman, his Talmud, Rabbi Belsky, Rabbi Shechter, Shlita, There are machmirim, Rabbi Yashin, Rabbi Fiver Cohen, we machmir on this. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was megal till he heard the chaznish was machmir. We'll get to that in a little bit. Okay? But on a simple level, it has to be permissible because you can't. How are you supposed to know what it is? It all depends, as we know, on the average person's eyesight. The mashgichim can figure it out. Yeah, they went to a special course, and the course used magnifying glasses. So he's possible to check from now on. He doesn't have his above average eyesight. You never have to use magnifying glasses to improve your eyesight. So he wanted to suggest, again, this beautiful sefer, it has to be mutter. However, since it was also when it was alive and moving, and now I eat it, maybe it's considered to be something which I'm allowed to eat because I'm an onus. If I'm allowed, it's an onus to be a midas chasidus to try to get rid of it. What about the Ramah? Seems to ask. No, it's a misread of the Ramah. The Ramah, the Kudosh Chor, not saying it's a small little thing that is prohibited. No, he's trying to say that it's the Kudosh Chorah. Makom Shachar, the question is only whether this Makom Shachar is intrinsically Asur or not intrinsically Asur. And that seems to be a Shaila, Mechaber Ramah over here, in Simen Pei Dalet, here in Sivov. Okay. The Mechaber says, like this, Lo Karina Be Yashoretz Al Oretz Kol Zman Shelo Richesh. Okay. So, the Ramah says, well, maybe we should be more machmir. Okay? Look what he says. Watch this. Shumaskal lios min rochesh yesh lesor. Even though it wasn't rochesh yet. That's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. That's what the Rashba is talking about. They're discussing a small thing versus a big thing. That's a machloikas aposkim of today. That's nothing to do with. See, the word the Kudosh Chor shouldn't give you a misimpression to count the Ramah and the Rashba and the Sardim Achmir. Lahadam. That's very positive. It's working with that assumption that this has nothing to do with our discussion. And it's that even the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa wanted to be Mekel, but boy, Beso, Shel Achazanish told him that it's a problem, and therefore he was already not so willing to be Mekel. Who are the boy Beso Shel Hachazanish? Apparently, he discovered it, who they were. Let's see if I can pick that up quickly. One second, please. Oh, let's bring out the safer again. Here in the Kula Shakara. Oh. And page 91. The Sefer called Zichron Shaul, his late son-in-law of Shaul Barzam, the disciple son-in-law, Tamach Hazanish, Rav Barzam was very perturbed by the people that take concern of citrus scale seriously. It seemed that he was the one who either discussed the issue with Hazanish or the boy Beso who reported to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, but let's only talk about citrus scale. Citrus scale is not exactly the same as what we're discussing. Why is not the same? Oh, so let's chazer over. That's Chazarov. The best way to Chazar is to give the five levels that he has over here. The five levels. Microscopic is certainly mutter. Ants are certainly also. Those are the two extremes. In the middle, he has, you can see them alive. He calls the copepods, although Roy Belsky says copepods are not, because the billions you saw it, so that wouldn't count. There's some other things that you can see alive, perhaps. Then, only after training the eyes of magnification, thrips and strawberries. The reason you never saw any bugs and strawberries, you weren't trained. They're not visible to the average individual. And the halacha is based on you, not on the experts, as we said before. And then there's the next one, visible to the naked eye, but not recognizable that magnification, citrus scale. Oh, so what are the name of these other things? So, again, it brings riots back and forth. Nekudah Shchor proves nothing, as we said before. The citrus scale, Machmir. Okay. Now, he has an interesting point over here on page 92, that this is different. Why is it different? The spots are relatively easy for any individual to know the surface of the orange. So it's a shalva d'oraisa. Is a spot osir mutter. But in most cases, you don't see it. And therefore, it's a question of a miyut ha-motzi chiva bedika. So maybe the chazan is only machmer by, he said d'oraisa, not by the rabbanon. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman would never have backed out if he was told exactly what the chazan is saying. So we're going to assume that way. He didn't back out. This is on page 92 in this beautiful sefer. Fine. Rabosai, good. Everyone understand what you said? Clear? You got to get clear. This is important that you got everything clearly. Fine. I'm skipping other things which we don't have time to go into. Let's discuss the next issue. The next issue. So again, the bottom line, in my opinion, we have a right to rely on the Mekilim. If it's not visible to the naked eye, without any special training, as an insect, even if you can see it as a little tiny bug, it's permissible. It's permissible. We'll try to bring a number of other proofs. I guess we should mention it now already because I don't want to forget it later on. We started discussing the question of spontaneous generation. That is against science. So we saw two explanations why it's not against science. One by the Michta Melio, that it's microscopic, doesn't count. So yes, it counts, but it's not true. You check your license before you go to school. You can see something. The answer is you can only see a white dot. And you don't know, if you're not trained, you have no idea what that white dot is. But it's a riot to the Mekilim. From the fact that we have to reconcile the Gemara with science, and we're assuming that it's equivalent to microscopic, all that means it's, without any magnification, not that it's invisible completely, it's invisible as a bug. So you see, Klar, from that extra proof, if that's assuming that that's the pshat, that we can be maker like a vazner against the other machmir. Truth to be told, there's an additional pshat in that kula by the kinim. Is that something called, it has, this is kinim and parosh. Is that kinim has to zeya, and parosh can grow by offer, as Mishnah Berurah says. So the quotes of the Maharil says, to be considered a live being in Hilchos Shabbos, that you chayav for Netilas Neshama, if it's only Duba de Elim or Adamim. Elim or Adamim are a product of a father and a mother only. The pregnancy ends when it ends. There's no other contributing factor but the father and the mother. That's it. However, things such as Kinim and other such items, this is based on Lashon of the Maharil, they only, how should we say it? There's another live being that has an input into their sustenance and their coming into this world. The kinim can only exist if they're attached to sweat of another organism, a person, an animal, as the case may be, as opposed to a parish which can grow in the dirt. So therefore a parish is considered parim v'ravim and kina is not considered parim v'ravim. And an additional way of it not being only the father and the mother, what the Maharil says in that tshuva, that beautiful tshuva of the Maharil, where the Maharil says that, you know, this particular bria, it only comes out when conditions are favorable. This is found in this beautiful sefer towards the end. We have to skip all the way to almost the end of the sefer. Page 259, as we discuss this idea of spontaneous generation. And he quotes the Maharil on the page 257. He even quotes it verbatim. Previous chapter, I'm sorry. That's where he quotes it. Oh, it was in birds and insects. That's where it comes out. Let's see. He quoted verbatim. Well, we saw it on the screen. What does he say? Oh, I'll read it from the English version of page 252. He says like this. He says, even mosquitoes come from eggs laid by their mothers. Those eggs do not hatch automatically after a given number of days. and said the egg waits somewhere through the whole winter. In modern terms, this is known as overwintering. You look up on your Google, overwintering, okay? For conditions to be ripe, and then it decides, underlined, to finish its gestation and hatches. Thus, an insect may come from a parent, but it's the fetus who decides when it should be born. And this way, it creates itself. Me'atzma rabba. Me'atzma rabba. Much like a fruit that decides when it should come out of a tree, different than a bird, it comes 21 days, etc. That's what he's saying. That's a very, very, very important nakuda. So when it decides on its own, that's not part of a rabba as typical Balaam or Adamin. So if that's the case, we understand very well here, the same principle applies to our particular situation. Understand what I'm saying? Not that the Chazal didn't recognize Parah V'Ravah. It's not considered Parah V'Ravah for one of two reasons. Microscopic, which we had to explain based on the lice. That means you can't tell that it's what it is without magnification. Or the other interpretation of the Maril, that it can only come and it decides itself when to come out. It's not the pure product of a father and a mother. It's not Parah V'Ravah in the same way as typical animals are Parah V'Ravah. Partly as a result of another organism, sweat, or its own, quote, decision, when to come out. That's how we explain it. Okay? Fine. But again, I'm adding, if the Michtel Yoel's child is correct, you have to add that you can't determine it as lice without a magnification to prove that the Mekilim are right. So it's important I wanted to tell you this right now instead of waiting for later on. Ad Kan, this first topic in this beautiful sefer. Topic number one. Topic number two, Rabbi said up to Chazar briefly, is the Chiyuv of Bedikas Toloim. How far does it go? Let's go over here and see what some of the issues are. Okay, I'm not going to review what I reviewed last time about how you define the unit. What's Matzuyah? He had many kashas which seemed to strengthen my position, although no one even mentioned my position, that it can't be this child, can't be that child, can't be the third child. Matzuyah child, no one says. He has five child, none of his mind. Depends on every single bite, every single gulp, cane they really. That I don't want to chazer it again. But I do want to chazer the Chiva B'dikas Toloim, which we hadn't spoken about so much before. I'll give you the page numbers here. 161. Okay, this is very, very important. The topic is raspberries and blackberries. Okay? Well-known posek. I still don't know who he is. If I find out who he is, I will tell you off the record. But he says, he writes at the bottom, his privacy, his name is not included, but it's someone who has given considerable thought to Israel Bagel for vegetables. Okay, it must be a big time of Chacham. I have no idea who he is. I'm not hiding it, I just don't know.
It's
not
Rav Asher Weiss.
I have no idea.
It's not.
How do you know?
I asked him. I had my Chavrus asked him the
other day. Is he the posek?
It's not him.
It's not him. Okay. Good. I didn't think it was him. I can't even guess who it is. I have no idea. Let's take a look at Bosai. We saw before here. Review again. Isha shenim tzacha b'dikos asheretz nir le'inayim kon chomet osu lechom b'dikos avon lo nimtzu ele tolome al kliyim b'tocha olim hen nirim ele lachat shlikosan mud lechom b'dikos. That's how it starts. Okay, so the Knesset Gedola says, even after what he calls chavitosan, even after you bang them, right, and you can't see them unless you bang them. You see from this, they are not required to bang them, because if you're required to bang them, then the woman should lose her credibility. This is Lashon Knesset Gedola, I quote on page 161. Who did not chavitosan? He tells you, petrushka. What was that? Parsley. And Rohan Alav Shum Tolas, because green is camouflaged. Chof to Mosel Begat Shachar. Noflem Mimenu Tolom Adem Misper. Tolom Gamken Yerukim in the near Mal Yerokos Rak Alav Begat Shachar. So Bal Nefesh Yivdo Kol Yerokos Mikoden. Prabez Akshami, etc. Kruv, which is cabbage, etc., etc. But if you didn't bag it, that would not render the woman's as being unreliable. No, he doesn't have to require to bang it. No. Just check it, visually. That's all. And bang wouldn't be a good bedikah because you don't know how many bangs you have to bang. Right? So he says that what? Two questions we had before. Does the rabbinic requirement to check require you to use the drop test? The answer is no. And if you required you do the drop test, make the berries once more bugs appear to be around the birthday. The answer is yes, you never know how many bugs you have to do. This is what he explains on page 161, going over to 162 from this pasuk. But he does say Rabbi Schwartz Shlita disagrees. Okay, disagrees. He says you should do the drop test. Fine. What happens, however, if you freeze it, you can no longer check it anymore. So he says, Pashup Shah should be mutter without bedika. Page 163. What's the comparable case? You learn about bedika sareya by mir damatzu. If the reya disappears, it's mutter. Ah, but Rabbi Neustadt says, not so simple that it's mutter. Not so simple, because if you look at the Ramah, Lamites Siv Beis, he says, only mutter to Malcolm hefzad gadol, not mutter stam kacha. Why? And the Shach explains, to strengthen the chiyuv bedika of mir damatzu. Okay? So the question is, does that apply over here? Let's take a look in the Shach, in Simon Pei Dalet. If you have it open, look it up. If not, I'll put it on the screen in a minute. Pei Dalet, Shach, Sif Katan, Chav Tes. It's going on Sif Tes, Rabosai. Sif Tes. Over a bishul dachid beis cholish below bedika, im yochel livdok bodek, im lav, mutter. Now it's mutter. What does the Shach say? Close to Rashba. What's it comparable to? Bozev, El Beme Yashem Bema, Cheskes Heter. That's number one. Number two, here are the two Svekas. Suffering of Hoya Rakish in the first place, although, and if it was, Shemanimoch with his battle. I buried a Betela, only buried Shlema, but Machuya Betela. Shnei Svekas, even is a Torah from Nachal, end quote. Okay, so why is this quotation particularly significant? It's not the same as the case of Trefa, where a Machma does not have some Ruba. Here, a Machma, even without a have some Ruba. Ah, it's Svek Sveka, Mishem Echot. That's a problem. Svek Sveka, Mishem Echot, as he talks on the bottom of here, page 165. So we pointed out that one is Mata more than the other. It's considered Svek Sveka. Why? Based on the lenient side of the second subject, i.e. perhaps the processing is capable of removing bugs that are already on the fruit, potentially permits all of the fruit. All the fruit. That's what he says. And even Shlomo Zalman, when the question is Makel at the end, quotes on page 165. And the bottom line, maybe the most important quote of all, is what he quotes from the Kovetz Tshuvos, page 166. What's the case? I'll tell you exactly what he says. Look what he says. I'm giving you the words. It's Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Dalet. Rabbi Yashim suggests that if a given food cannot easily be checked for bugs and will therefore be forbidden for an entire season, as per the Ramah, that qualifies as Hefz Gadol, even Ramah would agree that one can eat the food, even the Ramah in Lamites. Lamites. And what's the case which is impossible? This is worth showing a second time because it's Rabbi Yashim the Gadol Ador. See what he said. See what he said. What's considered to be impossible? Don't take impossible literally. Goes back to our earlier discussion of Yeshua's Kaka quoted the Kula in that case. What's the case? Arbis. It was two of them by Arbis. They found something on the inside, not on the outside. He's mad, you can cook it as is. Even though it's a mere shchiach. Right? He says, you cook it already. He has to be bedika. It's more like nevdareya. He has to go to matirin. For less than kolamin, and the chayefset galom is that's what he says. What do you mean? Built the avshar lachta kolarpas lebotka. Why? Why not? That's too much of a tircha. That's considered to be impossible. Built the avshari. That's such a critical combination of things in this kofes shuas for Eliyashiv. It's critical. This means that all these things should be, in fact, permissible. But others say it's prohibited. I think should be permissible based on what he's and what he's saying. Now, after review just briefly, what we said, I don't want to review today, Shia, that we said after review today, but review what we said yesterday, which is the broccoli issue. Let's review the broccoli. That's on page 169. Rabbi Heinemann, Shlita. What's his logic? Let's chazar again. A last point for today's chazara. Again, I repeat, I'm not chazing today's Shia because we just had it today. Okay. Clustered vegetables with broccoli are so tightly packed together. Any bugs inside the florets are considered lost. It's tarubis. Fine. It's what? It's obviously both of b'shishim. It's a problem of barrier. Fine. It's only a suffix if any particular head of broccoli is infested. It's a miyana matzui. If the broccoli is not more than isur rabbanon, as we said before, it's only the rabbanon because barrier is only the rabbanon. You can apply the principle of suffix rabbanon lakula and permit it even without checking. That's what he says. This is 169. The next five pages, he pilples whether Heinemann is correct or incorrect. You can say he's incorrect if you hold. What do you mean? Remove it. Right, it's too hard. Remove it. It doesn't matter how hard it is. That's the raw against the Rajva, right? Kasha or the Kalim, and there'll be nothing left. And he quotes that, you know, we all know that Bar Shulam likes the Ra'ah, and even the Rashba agrees, he claims. We are not that way. The Maril, we have a different Maril. I'll review everything from a few months ago. So therefore, on issue number one, we think we have a right to be makel, even though there are those who disagree. Okay, fine.
Rabbi, the others who disagree, he thinks they're just disagreeing to be ma'amar for the ra'ah or the rashba?
That's one reason to disagree. Hold on a second. There's another reason to disagree, because they say it's not so impossible to find. These days it's easy. Yeah. In the 1980s it was hard. Now it's easy. Easy? What he said, each head of broccoli into already boiling pot of water for 30, 40 seconds, change the color. And then you loosen the florets, short blanching, you can check it for painstakingly finger through them one by one. That's easy. And the second one of the sarkaya also is checking the water. It's also not easy. It's a kunzen. So Rabbi Megillah says, you know, look, if you go with kunzen, the bit of b'shishim is batel. In a lab, you can take it away, you can separate everything out. So I thought it's not easy, even in 2019. It's still not easy, in my humble opinion. The heter still does apply. But what, okay, but let's say you don't like the heter. You won't eat broccoli straight. But there's another possible heter. Freeze it. That you don't have to do. They froze it in the grocery store for you. Then it's impossible to check. So it's mutter. Why is it possible? But yes, because they're dead and you can no longer see them. Oh, but now, no. The rabbis wants to make broccoli kuvah l'chol b'Shabbos Kodesh. According to if Rabbi Heinemann is right, you don't need freezing, you don't need kugel, it's the way it is. You want to have the more chumrah de kashita, like some people in this room want to have chumrah de kashita. Oh, I can accept that. I love machmirin. But can you make it into kugel? That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger. We spoke about it at length yesterday. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger. It starts over here in the Shulchan Aruch Simin Pei Dalit. Chitim etuloyim mutal etoknon ushiraka kemach lorayom v'kol talash yirasham yizvikenu hashar mutal. This is Sif Yud Dalit in Simin Pei Dalit. Let's just analyze a little bit what this is all about and then we'll come to a conclusion. What does it say over here? Kivega says that there is a heter known as Eino Miskavim Levatel. Take a look over here. Tvash and Nafle Bo Nemolim. Yichamemene Wat Shiyeh Nitech V'yisadano. There's a little bit of taste. It doesn't make a difference. But Kivega suggests Yud Gimel is different. Because in Yud Gimel, at the end of the day, you're going to remove the Nemolim. But over here in Yud Dalet, you're not removing anything. What's a bigger problem? It's a bigger problem. So what does the Shach say? Let's review briefly. And there are klal shitchenu atalom kishishof, etc., etc. They can drunk run out to the afar cheses. They call nidun arechayim. Akal nishon truma sedeshen. There's no afar cheses. The hand mill should be also. That is matter for a totally different reason. In avalis ratchila, kev the suffiku yis arish shemis a klal kam enu meskam levatel. Oh, arechayim is mutter. Better use afar ches if you can. So as the shach here in Siv Katan Mem. Okay? So the Truma Sadashin in the original demands you get rid of all the talar that you see. Why? Just say Adam is Kabbal Levatel. Terah says, only in the case of Safek, but the Shulchan Aruch never says that. The Mechaber Kol never mentioned this requirement. Maybe we can be Mekel. We can be Mekel in all cases. You're not required to push anything away. The Shach talked about this as well over here in the earliest of Katan. As follows. Gamma Rilo hit the Elbinisha Yivaro Kona Matrina Kimavur, but Rabbi Chuas Adeshin, who by Gosh are dual hedger. Those came in the Lekka Lechashosh, they showed to Loim, Samkin and Hanuk Tami. You should try your best to get rid of them. Try your best. And all kinds of riots that Rabbi Kivag is bringing in that famous Shuva, that maybe. Ein the miskav in the Bible in and of itself is not a required. Again, is it good enough? Ein miskav in the Bible. If you may require another sniff of suffek, talk about simon kuf yud sif alf and beis. You can add can be mevatel davar chashuv. Yeah, what do you mean? Shechtet. Teretz says it's only with the suffek. So if you may says no. There you were shechting a dove, which right now is awesome, because they're all Easter because of the taruvis. Here you're crushing the chitim hamutarim, and many chitim have no talas at all. Then he quotes the famous Mishnah in Trumas about grinding up the chitim shel truma and the rash. Maybe it's only Rav Yossi who's making vas chatchila, or because the kohen is going to do it at the end of the day. Otherwise, Eidim Eskam Levat was not enough of a heter, not me of Kalaya Karen, we saw in the Rash, in the Rishalmi. Yeah. There's a whole discussion. Is it mutter or not mutter? Yes or no? Bottom line is, even according to the Kivege, who's note a little bit, Lehachmir, because the Rashba, it was quoted, maybe it's the only special cooler by Truma, and I bought a sugar ride on my own. That the Rashba does not enter into Miskabel Levat, because the Rashba is the one who held in Masechet Chil is a problem of you're going to make a mistake. That's what Dr. Beshef is mutter. If it's a question of making a mistake, the Kavanah should be irrelevant. Okay? But Afal Bikain, even though the Kivega should be mutter to grind broccoli, I'm just blasting page on page 244 and 245 to make it into a kugel. Even according to the Kivega, one can still within permit the pureeing of unchecked broccoli in order to create kugel, right? For the following reason. The grain is just a suffix with any bugs left, right? There you knew there were bugs in the grain. It's called chintim etulayim. His case where they found the mamish. In that case, one is sure that the way in the grain, only get it finished to a suffix is remove all the obvious and visible bugs. And then it's okay, and comes with levato. But broccoli, you don't know. It's only a miyut hamatzui. So therefore, even Rabbi Kivege would agree that it's mutter. And he quotes Rabbi Ephraim Friedman Shlita, another dayan in Chicago, suggested in order to claim that one is enkel manas levato, it's an expensive effort removing the bugs before they puree the broccoli. And he found a taz we spoke so yesterday, kuflam and chesed kod yudal indicates this. So wash it off, and you can puree it even according to Rabbi Kivege. We'll have to stop here. It's Chazor again. Sunday, Monday, doing Chazorah on your own. Tuesday, Mitzvah, we're going to start Simon Kufhe with Numar Makamis. And then we'll do that Wednesday and Thursday. And the following Sunday, that's 10 days from today. Today's December 5th. Talamata tonight, Rabosai. In 10 days of December 15th, we'll be Bechina. And next Bechina will be 4 weeks later on January the 12th. The remainder of Tarubas that we're going to do without trying our best to get around Chatika Nasa Devela. It's going to be increasingly difficult as we go to end of Taruvus, and then we'll start Basar B'Cholov, Mitzvah Shem, after that next Bechina, We'll start with the easy part of the Basar B'Cholof, which is Pezayin Ches and Tes. That's a separate and sweet issues of 6 hours and what's at the table and just a fundamental issue. And after that, Bechina, we'll start the real Bekoi. That's going to be the hardest part of the year. Chaticha Nasa Nevela, that's going to be, but then you'll already be well trained. Okay. Good Shabbos, one and all.